V'achalta v'savatu v'rachta. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to say Birkas HaMazon after we had the appropriate achila and tzviya. So that's what we assume, that Birkas HaMazon is a mitzvah in our Torah. How much you have to eat and what you have to eat is a debate. But clearly Birkas HaMazon in theory and in practice, certain times, you have a chiyav d'oraisa. You have a biblical obligation, because when you eat and you are satisfied, when you have an achil and you have a tzviya, then you have a rachta. So that's regarding a man. What about a woman? So that's the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Ravina asks Rava whether a woman's obligation to recite Birkas HaMazon is that a biblical law or rabbinical law? Is a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan? And the first glance, what kind of question is that? Like, why would I think women are not chayav in benching? Because at first glance, benching seems to be, or seems not to be, a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. The Mishnah tells us in Kiddushin that women are exempt from some time-oriented commandments, like shofar, lulav, sukkah. But Birkas HaMazon isn't dependent on time. It's whenever you eat. It's up to you. So therefore, it should at first glance be a lav zman grama, and therefore, it should be a no-brainer. Everyone should agree that Birkas HaMazon is only is the woman achayev in HaTorah. However, it's not so simple. In fact, the Gemara leaves it unresolved. But so Rashi and Tosfos have a debate. What exactly to explain the opinion that would say to say that women achayev in HaTorah? So that's just the pashtus. You assume it's a lav zman grama, and that's it. How do you explain the obligation? How do you explain the obligation to say they are an obligated biblical? That's Rashi writes on Chaf Amud Beis, Divrei Hamaskil Old Rabbanan, that since we say in our second bracha, the Gemara tells us Moshe instituted the first bracha Zanas Hakol for the man, and Yehoshua instituted the second bracha Nodocha on the land given to us. So we say in the second blessing, Awa Aretz HaTova Asher Nasan Lach. We thank God on the land of Israel that was given to us. And since a woman do not get a chelok of the Yerusha, so therefore, maybe the Nachayiv Min HaTorah, since you have to say in benching, or we assume that since you do say in benching, Awa Aretz HaTova Asher Nasan Lach, and women don't have a chelok ba'aretz, that must exclude them from the chiyav d'oraisa. That's what Rashi suggests. Tosfos doesn't like this answer. Tosfos disagrees and says, if you take Rashi to the logical extreme, that someone who doesn't have a chelok ba'aretz, someone who doesn't have a portion in the land, is not chayav in benching min HaTorah, so what would it come out? It would come out then that all Kohanim and Levium, everyone from Shevi Levi, they were not given a portion of the land. And therefore, Tosfos has in Rashi, according to Rashi then, they should be excluded from the mitzvah as well. And obviously Tosfos is assuming as a milsa of the Pshita that we know they are Chayev in fact. Not only are they Chayev, we pass them, but Vikidashto, we have a special mitzvah to give them to lead benching, and what would Rashi respond to Tosfos's question? So maybe on one hand, maybe Rashi will respond like the Shilte Giborim responded in the Daf Harif Oshes Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that he says that according to Rashi, Kohanim and Levim would be in the same category as women. If women are only chayav midraban, and so too kadam, so that's why they say what it's a one way you could say it's a machokis. Rashi and Tosus whether kohanim and levim are chayav in benching mina Torah. Well, that's a machokis in the Gemara. But whether we're mesupik about it, according to Rashi, you could say he's mesupik like women, and according to Tosus, that we know the chayav, so therefore that can't be the issue. So, how would we explain Rashi then? Or what is Tosus Shita? The Tosus is another reason. Because you know why women are exempt according to the Shita, that women are only chayav midrabanan and not mina Torah? Because of something else we say in the second bracha. Al brischa shechasamta bivsarenu. We talk about the mitzvah bris miwa. Al taraska shewantano, and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So Tosfos says, since we know, again, this is a point of debate as well, but since Tosfos says, well, everyone, this is a point of debate, that women are not obligated in the mitzvah of bris miwa on themselves. There could be a debate whether they're obligated to make sure someone else has a bris miwa. But according to Tosfos, since women aren't obligated in the mitzvah of bris miwa or making sure, kashet ziba oso, osevelo osa, the commandment was on Abraham to make sure his kids got kamal not tzara, therefore the napacha, the mitzvah miwa, and we know that the pater from Gemara and Kiddushin, the pater from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So therefore, that's why women are so according to Rashi, women are pater because of not having a chayek ba'aretz, which leads to us to say, so what about the kohanim and levim, which leads to shilte ha'gavarim to say, enachinami, that is, kohanim and levim also don't have a chayek ba'aretz, and therefore they wouldn't be able to be benching. Or you could say, no, the Tosfos gives a different reason. Tosfos says, because since they're lacking bris and Torah, if you're lacking bris and Torah, so then if you're lacking bris and Torah, that's why you can't bench. So what would be another way to answer a brashi besides like the Shotei HaGiborim? So other achronim suggest the Magen Avraham is one of them. Explains that it's true that Shevet Levi, the Kohanim and Levim, weren't given a classical Yerusha Saharet, but since they were given the Are Levim, the 48 cities where the Levim, Shevet Levi, was given to live, so therefore, they could tell Aretz HaTova Shenasanlach, that's enough for them to say, Al Aretz HaTova Shenasanlach, because they've given a portion to live. That's how the Magen Avraham would explain Rashi. The Kakasha would still needs more clarity then. Is we know the Mishnah says in Ma'aser Sheni, Perakei Mishnah Yudalid, that Kohanim Achayev to bring Bikurim. However, there's two parts to the mitzvah Bikurim. There's the bringing of the Bikurim and the mikra Bikurim, and reciting the verses appropriate to the Bikurim. So the Mishnah says, Mevi the Eino Kore. Why not Eino Kore? Why can't they read? Because it says, because they didn't own a portion of the land, and therefore they can't make that declaration. It would be Mixi Kashikra. So if we're saying that Pshat and Rashi is that it's like they did have a chaluk in the land, so then why shouldn't they be able to read to the government? So you could be machaluk and say the chiyuv to say our aretz atov shanasim lach is a lower level chiyuv, meaning lower level of defining what's considered. It is praising God more generally, al aretz atova. So therefore, you are benefiting, but by and living there, but by mikra bakurim, you know, to make a declaration, and we don't want it to be mixed with kashikra, so therefore we're more strict. So you could, you know, according to Rashi, you have to make a distinction between why Kohanim could say and Levim could tell Aretz HaTova, but they can't be maybe bakurim. And as well, there's another answer of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that perhaps also you can make another distinction between women. So according to the Magen Avraham, the distinction is women have no part of Chayil Haaretz, and according to the Magen Avraham, they do. They have the 48 cities. Aruch HaShulchan makes a different distinction. Although it's true, Shevi Levi, the Kohanim Leviim weren't given a certain portion of the land, yet they were indirectly benefit from the land. Why? Because how do they live? They get the Truma Amais, or people give to the Kohanim and the Leviim, the Shevet Levi. So since others are chayev to give Shevet Levi Truma Amaisa, so therefore, according to Rashi, that's not the Oretz HaTova Asher Nasanuach. What a great land I get this. Asher Ein Kein, but maybe Veino Kore, it's a much stronger, maybe more explicit lesson, and therefore we shy away. So it comes out, it's a major. So the Gemara leads to Tzarech Iyun, where the woman Achayev Daraisa Durabban, and therefore a woman can't bench for a man. The question is, within the Tzad, it's Durabban, and why would I say it's Durabban? It's a mitzvah Sasei Shalav's Man Grama. According to Rashi, didn't have a chayok ba'aret. And so he says, that's not, if that's the reason Sheva Levi should be exempt, and we know they lead benching, so therefore it's not true. You could argue that Rashi disagrees and says, like the Shiote Agibarim, then no. So you're right, Sheva Levi has the same status as women. So let's assume not that. Let's assume Rashi agrees. That, so if you learn Rashi like that, that's it. But if you learn Rashi, no, Rashi still only says it by Al Aretz HaTova, but he doesn't say it by Shevet Levi, because Shevet Levi, according to the Magen Avraham, even though they don't have a pure Yerusha, but they had a place to live for the 48 Ari Leviim. And then we had explained, so according to Rashi, if Rashi is being machalok between Kohanim and women, so what's the chiluk? So according to the Magen Avraham, because we see the Mishnah, because according to the Magen Avraham, as we said, it's because they got a place to live. The kash is, we know it's not totally true, because the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni says they could be maybe in Okore if it was a full Yerusha, so we'll have to machalok between saying Al Aretz HaTova versus maybe in Okore. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes the distinction is that they are benefiting. Now, it's true they don't have a chayok in the land. I talk at the chayim in Torah. It's Al Aretz HaTova Hashem Nasan Lach. So Tosis rejects Rashi's reason. He says, since we say since they're not involved in the mitzvah of Bris Mila and Talmud Torah, they're not obligated, so therefore they cannot be chayim in HaTorah in benching.